This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last week we were considering the great problem of human suffering. And as we closed our study at the end of last week, we were thinking about the various reasons why people suffer. The question is often asked, well, why do people suffer? And we had set out about 3 reasons why people suffer. And so we continue today with the 4th reason. Some people suffer because of the sins of others. Some people who are God-fearing and law-abiding have been mangled or killed on the highway as a result of the reckless driving of a drunken driver who is disobeying both the law of God and the law of man. Innocent little children at times suffer extreme anguish, poverty, and even beatings by a drunken father. Babies are sometimes born blind because of the sins of the parents. Godly men are persecuted in numerous ways by evil men. In the days of the New Testament, some faithful Christians were thrown into arenas to be devoured and famished by beasts for the purpose of simply entertaining evil men. Because some evil men have lusted for great power, other millions have spent their lives under horrible oppression. In the 5th place, we note that some people suffer as a result of their own sins. After starting out well, King Saul of Israel became an ungodly man. He suffered in many ways because of his own sin. You will find the account of this in 1 Samuel chapters 9 through 31. Jacob, a grandson of Abraham, was another man who suffered because of his own sins. Genesis chapters 25 through 50. Likely each listener to this program at this moment has knowledge of men who had wonderful wives and children, but who became drunkards and lost those families. Many homes have been destroyed and much suffering has resulted from husbands or wives being unfaithful to the sacred vows of marriage. The bodies of many people are now racked with pain and ravaged with decay because of sensual debauchery. Close ties of friendship have been broken because of sin. Because of the sin of worry and anxiety, many suffer anguish day by day. Worry and anxiety basically come as a result of a lack of faith in God. It is sin to lack faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Now we note in the 6th place that some suffering comes as a result of God's providence working in the affairs of men. Joseph, the favorite son of Jacob, suffered a great deal because the Lord's providence worked in such fashion as to bring him into Egypt at the right time, under the right circumstances, to suit God's purposes. Genesis chapters 30 through 50. Joseph himself understood that his brothers, who had sold him into slavery, had meant for harm to come to him, but that God had meant it for good. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. The entire nation of Israel suffered as a result of God's providence in the matter of bringing Jacob and his family down into Egypt from Canaan. This nation, being put under bondage and later freed from that bondage and passing through the Red Sea, is a wonderful illustration to help men today to understand the gospel plan of salvation. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 30, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. God's providence may be at work at this very moment in the life of each and every listener to this broadcast. In the 7th place, we note that some suffering comes to people because they try to walk in the footsteps of Christ. Just as Jesus himself warned his disciples, "In the world you have tribulation," Paul, the apostle, exhorted, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. The Apostle Peter urged, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial among you to prove you." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. The Apostle Paul warned, "Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. "Beloved, think it not strange that you suffer."